this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to go into a little bit of overdrive just to take some of the callers who called in and been patiently holding. I want to see how many of these I can get through very quickly here. We're only going to go about 5 minutes. Let's go to Reneal in New York. Reneal, go ahead. Hello. Yes, go ahead, Reneal. All right, let's go to Ron in Hawaii. That was one down. Let's go to Ron in Hawaii. Ron?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
What'd you call, what do you want to say?
Commission. They're here in force.
In Hawaii?
Yeah. Thousands.
Who's immigrating in Hawaii?
1968. Yeah, on the island of Oahu.
Uh-huh.
And who? They're here in thousands. Thousands.
And where are they? Where are they coming from?
What's that, sir?
Where are they coming from?
Well, they won't talk to me hardly.
Do they look like they're from Central and South America, like we're seeing everywhere through the... Really? So they're flying them into Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. They're here. Big time. Here down in the middle of the back, there you go, riding a skateboard down the middle of the street.
Wow.
Tattooed up everything.
Well, of course, that's what's happening in Murrieta, California, where we have the InfoWars crew on the ground. They're being told there that they're bringing people in to stage them in that area, and then they're going to transport them on to their destinations, their final destinations in the U.S., and I guess that would be including flying them to Hawaii. There you go. That's another benefit of being an illegal immigrant. You get a free flight to Hawaii. Let's go to Judy in Florida. Judy, go ahead.
Hey, David. It's nice to speak with you. It's really ironic you had Mr. Corsi on. I read his book, I guess, soon after it was published, and I almost, you know, lost a friend over it, essentially, because they came from the perspective that he was on the lunatic fringe of the Republican Party. And, you know, I understood what the effects of NAFTA were. I knew about the SPP, and you know, I could just see what the future could look like. But I wanted to comment on two things. One was something that you said earlier about the Christian perspective about how, you know, they feel that they can just rely on Jesus for these things, and what a fallacy that is. I mean, I had one gentleman, a friend of mine, who basically said, well, if I, like, die as a martyr in 5 or 10 years, you know, he was at peace with that. But this man has 4 children. Mm. So it's like I don't understand how he could just dismiss what, you know, the whole future in regard to his Christian beliefs. I mean, I'm a devout Christian myself, and I agreed with what you said about, you know, the responsibility that we essentially have as far as, you know, looking after our brother as best we can. I mean,
that's a question. You know, we're Christians, and we see the big picture, but as Francis Schaeffer said, well, then how should we live? What do we do? Do we just go sit on a mountain and contemplate our navel, or do we try to help people? I don't think that you've got the right idea if you're just going to go sit in isolation. I think that we are called to address injustice, to address suffering in many ways. And I think the reason I brought this up partially is because I think there are a lot of Christians who have a misguided compassion about what's going on. They're not seeing the big picture. They don't realize that there are better and more secure ways to help people, and that they're using these children as a beard for a very alternative and sinister purpose. Thank you so much, Judy. Let's go. I want to try to get several callers in. Let's go to Mike in Louisiana. Mike.
Hello, David. I have a quick question and then a comment.
Sure. Go ahead.
Did you get your Cliven Bundy T-shirt?
Yes, I did. Oh, you're the guy with the T-shirt. Yes, I sure did. And we cut you off last time. We're almost out of time this time. You were starting to tell us a story last time, and the Twilight Zone music cut in, and we had to go. Can you finish that story real quickly?
Oh, yeah.
Music is coming in.
That was a police chief who was visiting town. He was waiting in line to go to dinner, and he saw my Army activist. He saw my artwork, and he came up to me, and he He said, look, I am obviously in law enforcement. You can tell we look very military. He told me he is a police chief from Michigan.
Mike, we're almost out of time. Quick, give me the punchline. What do you say?
What you're saying here right now is absolutely true.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, July 8th, 2014. I'm David Knight in the studio. La Raza has arrived at Murrieta, California. That's, of course, the place where protesters are protesting the fact that 140 illegal immigrants are being flown in every 72 hours. They've turned away a couple of shipments, and so reinforcements have arrived from the federal government, I guess we could say, La Raza, because they're trying to play this up as a race versus race issue. How better to do that with La Raza? But we also have InfoWars reporters who have arrived on the scene. We're going to be talking to them later in the day. We have two reporters on the scene, and we're going to be talking to them separately, Staff Sergeant Jabigs as well as Jakari Jackson. And we're going to be joined by Jerome Corsi in the third hour. He's going to talk about what is really behind all of this. This is really the collapse of America. And on the phone, we have Alex Jones. Alex, this is the collapse of America, isn't it?
Yes, it is, David. And I'm still getting the music in my ear, just so everybody knows there. Can that work?
Okay. We got it. Hello, Alex? I think we lost him. We've got a little bit of a phone issue there. Now, another breaking news. We're going to reestablish connection. We're going to get Alex right back because he wanted to cover what's going on. There is a tremendous amount of information that is coming out now in the immigration area. We've got the LAPD is going to halt detention of undocumented immigrants at the request of ICE. Now, of course, the LAPD is saying, you know, we've got more important things to do than to hold people coming into the country in waves of massive immigration. What we're really concerned about is getting drugs off the street, stopping gun violence. So on behalf of our taxpayers, we're going to say no more. Well, you know, actually, drugs are the central problem. If you're looking at the collapsing countries in Central and South America where there is so much violence, it's because of our war on drugs, and it's because they have no firearms, of course, in those countries. And so the people in those countries, with a few exceptions of the places where you've got Mexican provinces where militias have formed to stand up against the corrupt government, against the drug lords there, with the exception of those areas, they're essentially at the mercy of the drug war, just like we saw in Chicago this last weekend. We had 82 people shot and 14 people killed in Chicago. Why? Because of drug wars. That's what we've been told many times by law enforcement, by judges. We've interviewed Jim Gearock with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition several times on this show. He's a former prosecutor out of Chicago. He knows that area very well. He says 80% of the shootings in Chicago, at least when he was there, up to the point of about 5 years ago, were drug-related. And I just hear that we've got Alex Jones back. Alex, can you hear us?
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we have our reporters down there on the border in Southern California right now in Marietta, and reportedly Joe Biggs, one of our reporters, has been basically threatened, a threat on his life. That's coming up at the bottom of this hour with Ja'Kari Jackson, Joe Biggs. And we also have staff reporter Kit Daniels and, of course, Josh Owens there with you, who famously got that footage when the feds backed down with that situation out in the Bundy situation in Nevada. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is all part of a larger program to implode the United States into the North American Union. Out of crises, they will build their new world order. Order out of chaos is the plan. And the narrative is that this is just about Democratic voters. The narrative is this is about Cloward and Piven and more, you know, socialism and more dependency. And that's part of it. But the larger issue is bringing in a major crisis that is a smokescreen for the feds to federalize the western states and other states that are on the verge of financial collapse. So this is about driving the entire country into the type of downward spiral we've seen in Detroit. This is the globalist program. This is what they do. This is what they've done all over the world. And they're advertising for MS-13, La Raza, Mecha, the literal dregs of southern North America, Mexico, Central America, Guatemala, South, and then, of course, South America. And even Vice documentaries on HBO just show the incredible crime, the drug addicts, the leprosy, the just the diseases, which is just now pouring across the border, and this is being done by design, and now we have the bombshell information up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obama gives Marietta area ICE agents stand-down order, Cloward and Piven strategy in full swing. And if you remember, it's not just Paul Joseph Watson's new article, it's the Border Patrol Union president and vice president, one of which you've interviewed, David, who were on record, ladies and gentlemen, saying that 3 months ago they were given a stand-down order from San Diego to McAllen, Texas, from Southern California to Texas, and they're told, stand down, go pick up trash, go do something else. Reinforcements are coming. So they never have to put it on paper that they've actually ordered a full stand-down. But this is the greatest definition of high treason by the president and the criminals that control the Democratic Party, and they want to exploit the J6 giant immigrant population out of Central South America and Mexico, who the political class, the big banks, but right down to the, quote, La Raza Mecha Chicano leaders and the law firms that serve them, literally feed on this population and literally use this population as a black market mules, not just for drugs, but for money laundering, you name it. And so the huge drug war we've seen in Mexico against different drug cartels controlled by different federal and global agencies, the CIA backing Los Zetas on record, that's come out in federal court, is now spilling across into the United States. And just like the CIA imported cocaine in the 80s, this has been declassified, to destabilize the United States, came out in Iran-Contra. This is a much wider scale, just like they're importing jihadis by the hundreds of thousands out of the Caucasus, out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Pakistan, and Afghanistan to wreak havoc from northern Africa to central Africa to western Africa, so then NORTHCOM has an excuse to move in and take over, or AFRICOM. Then they're expanding that into the Middle East with Syria. They're expanding that now into Iraq on record. This is a grand destabilization program. And so it's the same thing that we see worldwide. The New World Order used the same strategy of destabilization, balkanization, on a planetary scale. And even though I had a bunch of family issues and things I had to take care of today, I literally couldn't sleep last night, and here I am calling into my own show today. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up to break down how they're bringing in the North American Union. We've got David Knight with his excellent analysis to break it down. We're going to have our reporters at the bottom of the hour and then later in the broadcast covering the purposeful collapse of our border into the North American Union and the North American security perimeter. Search North American security perimeter. It's from Mexico to Alaska. They implode the internal borders, then set up a federalization, multinationalization after they have already created the crisis. And they said in the secret documents, the Judicial Watch suit got in 2007 that we cover in Endgame, that they would use border crises and collapse. That's why we knew this was coming, to bring in the North American Union. They also said flu or other superbugs, which we now see coming out of Latin America and other areas where antibiotics are sold on the shelves. That's just on record. And terrorism. And so what does this do? We have record numbers of real ISIS jihadis pouring across the southern border. We have link-ups with the Mexican mafia doing this. We have the CIA using all this as cutouts. We have Wells Fargo and Wachovia, M. Bloomberg, caught running the aircraft and laundering $300-plus billion. Folks, look it up. I'm not joking. This is a major, massive, global, organized crime operation that in the end will scapegoat the poor Latin Americans and Mexicans who are just living in desperate hell and who I don't blame trying to come up here and get the welfare and the kickbacks. All of it's cemented together, though, with race politics, energizing Hispanics into a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan cadre, because that's such a successful political process, just like our government, British intelligence, funded Adolf Hitler. That's declassified. Came out in the congressional hearings, the church committees, the McCormick-Dickstein committees. Again, look it up. My film Endgame actually has the newsreels of the committees where our government put Hitler in to then wreck Europe, blow everything up, then they took him out. So again, they will end up taking out the Mexican mafia and MS-13 and all these groups when they're done conquering America. And our Border Patrol is fighting a real threat. See, just like our troops fight real al-Qaeda overseas and get maimed and killed, we're not saying MS-13 or al-Qaeda is real. We're saying it's being loosed, it's being controlled, it's being funded, it's being allowed to operate through the big banks. It's being, and that's why Obama's coming to Austin, and our great team's going to be covering it, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, and others, and Darren McBreen, and John Bowne, and others. I want all of you guys, and myself included, I'm going to be out in the next few days, when he speaks to Paramount Theater, talking to the people out there, pointing out what treason this is, and showing what cult members of the Democrats are. Robert Rodriguez producing all these race war films that Machete is meant to push. That's what you're now seeing break out on the border as desperate Americans, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, say, my God, if we don't have a border, we have nothing. This is going to bankrupt the country. It's not like we've got a bunch of Chinese or Swiss engineers coming over here. We've got collapse. Mexico is collapsed, is failed, and they're collapsing it into the United States CitizenPlanet.com. Understand the combination and what the enemy's doing. Other people aren't aware. So we'll be right back with David Niles in one more segment. Stay with us.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Of Latin America are being used as pawns. On average, they're not racist. racist. They don't hate America. They dream of coming here, and they're hardworking people. This is the Democrats, the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations, and the Republican Party leadership working with them to try to get the welfare queens of Latin America and the world to come here to be part of a new political class. But that's a side issue to the greater crisis. If this larger mass is allowed to get in, and the president said this will bring an even bigger wave. As we've said, if they give 30 million illegals amnesty, and the amnesty says then their families can come, it'll be a domino effect where tens of millions a year will come, not just millions. And the country's already bankrupt by every metric, and that is the plan. But not just financially bankrupt, absolute crazy town in the streets, while citizens cleaning guns in their own garage are being SWAT teamed because the neighbor sees a gun in rural Tennessee or in rural Illinois. I mean, they're training spy on your neighbors, streetlight microphones to listen to everyone, NSA spy on everybody. And then Treyas and Pelosi hide it in plain view. Those clips are coming up. And say this is about a North American union. Yes, a hellish North American union where we don't lift Mexico up, we all collapse. This is the plan. And it just illustrates how everything is a giant fraud. And then you get these bizarre communist, they're openly communist, brown berets funded by the Ford Foundation, showing up threatening people, shooting their mouths off, holding up pictures of blonde-haired black people's heads chopped off. We have video of that. Saying we're going to get the evil, you know, white people. And then the media covers this up. And this is who the media and Robert Rodriguez and everybody holds up as the leaders of Hispanics. Is a bunch of gang-banging ex-con. They are identical except for skin color. In my view, to the Klan. I mean, they're literally poor, dumb, mindless, racist people. And so they train Americans not to be tribal or racist, because all groups are, like I said, a primitive level. And then, it'd be like if you went to a biker gang and just showed up and said you remember they'd throw you out, or you showed up at a, you know, private black club and showed up, you know, and you weren't even from the neighborhood, weren't black, they'd throw you out, or white. That's basic club or gang mentality humans have. And so again, they get rid of our gang mentality in America, then they create hardcore gang mentalities in groups, export them in, and America has no political will to deal with it. The political system thinks we're in such a coma that they will allow Obamacare to wreck the country. They will allow open borders to wreck the country. They will openly fund Al-Qaeda to take over the Middle East and Africa. They will openly give them Stinger missiles. They will openly put our military under NATO command. I mean, David Knight, if they will get away with this, what do you think's next? I'll tell you. Giant false flags blamed on the Liberty Movement. I mean, this is the age of just total takeover. This is it. The hammer's being dropped. The border's being dropped. The world government's being announced. The global taxes are being announced. The end of the dollar's being moved into place. The hammers are dropping, folks. This is the beginning, as I've told everyone the last few years. You're going to see the acceleration, the quickening, and then all hell is going to break loose. You've got to call all your friends and family. You've got to have them tune into what our reporters are going to break down from the border. What's going to be filed on Infowars.com and Prison in the next few hours with our reporters, what we're going to be covering in Austin with Obama coming and not going to the border, not meeting with the governor who's begging for aid with a stand down. This is open treason. This is open treason. He's meeting with Robert Rodriguez, the grand dragon of the Hispanic racist movement, to literally forge a racist nation, just like the globalists created the Nazis. They will destroy them in the end. They will destroy the Hispanics in the end. They will destroy us all. They will abort our children, and they will inject us with Gardasil. We must come together under human liberty. People love gangs, Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process, Second Amendment, right to self-defense, coming together like we saw at that Alamo rally, black, white, Hispanic. About a third of the people were Hispanic. They're with their guns, totally getting it. Awesome patriots, just like a third of the folks in the Texas Revolution were Hispanic or more. We have to come together for Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's why everybody wants to come to America. We haven't been perfect, but because we had a little bit of freedom, look at all the wealth we had. Look at how hellish Latin America is in Africa and areas of Asia because they have no due process. Well, the globalists want to break our back right now. That's what they want. And David Knight's going to take over and report on all of this with Jerome Corsi and others coming up. God bless you all. David Knight, take us out.
That's right, Alex.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is David Knight and Austin. We were just talking to Alex Jones via phone. He was breaking down what is going on at our borders. Well, it is the collapse of America. We had David Petraeus saying famously a couple of weeks ago in London, what comes after America? That's easy. North America. He broke it down. It's all about NAFTA. And, of course, Jerome Corsi has picked this up at WorldNet Daily. We're going to have him on in the third hour of the show to break that down. But one of the places where this has come to a head, of course, is in Murrieta, California. This is where the population came out and said, enough. If you're not going to protect the borders, if you're not going to stand by the law, we're going to show up and stop this importation of people. They're bringing in 140 people every 72 hours. That's the plan. So they showed up and they've stopped this now. I believe it's three times. We have sent InfoWars reporters there. We're going to be going to them in just a second. But, of course, Obama is telling the local area ICE agents, that's immigration control is what they say, or immigration and customs enforcement, that's what they say it's about, but of course it's not about that at all. He's now told them to stand down. What's going on with that? Well, of course, it is part of a Cloward and Piven strategy. Obama is incentivizing this massive immigration here, and this is part of it. But another question is, maybe he's going to bring in a different kind of police, one that's not necessarily focused on illegal immigrants, but one that is focused on the protesters. So we're going to be talking to them, see what developments are coming up. Before we go to Jakari Jackson and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, we're going to tell you that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by a special that we've got going at our website. This is a special on Survival Shield X2 and Fluoride Shield. Two bottles of our best formula for only 30% off in our Super Detox Special, a very limited time, only while supplies last. Get the fluoride out with our Fluoride Shield formula by itself for 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Your support is what allows us to run this operation, to send reporters to cover the hot spots, and this is a hot spot in Murrieta. Everybody is looking at this to see what is going on. Is the government going to come against the American citizens, or are they going to support what they believe, as John Bound has put it, the illegal citizens, because they are treating them as if they are citizens? Let's go to Jakari Jackson in Murrieta, California. Jakari.
Hey, how you doing, David? Well, here in Murrieta, California, right in front of the Border Patrol base here in this location, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, Kit Daniels, and our cameraman Josh, we're out here trying to document the illegal immigration influx into the United States of America. Now, out here, we see Fox News is out here. We saw CNN at our hotel earlier today. And so people are interested in this story, but they want to tell it their own way. They want to say it's the humanitarian crisis. It's all these children, and it's everything's for the children. And, of course, we want these children to have good education, safety, health care, and so forth. But, you know, to use this analogy, let's say you have a boat, and your boat only holds about 10 people. But then you open up your borders or open up your boat, and now you got 20 people. Now you got 30 people. Now you got 50 people, and the boat is sinking to the bottom. And that's exactly what's happening here in the United States of America. It's not that we don't want these people to have, you know, all the things that I just mentioned. We just can't really support all these people. Because you think about San Bernardino, California, the county, and they had back in 2009 about $60 million allocated to welfare resources for illegal immigrants. And that's not even counting about their own people, their own legal people, because you talk about the veterans who are not getting the health care and all the other things.
Well, but now, David, I want to... Jakari, we just reported on Infowars.com that the White House is now asking for $3.8 billion for the children.
Well, $2 billion wasn't enough, David, because you remember it was $2 billion.
Yeah.
I said, okay, that's not enough. So let's bump it up to $3 plus billion.
But and that's just right now while they're at the border. It's going to get much more expensive as we educate them. And, of course, they're going to get benefits that far exceed what American citizens and American taxpayers have been given. They're going to be able to get in-state tuition at any state they want to go to, not just at a state where they've been paying taxes. They're going to be able to get it anywhere and be able to get full-ride tuition. Of course, American students will have to go into debt to become indentured servants to the banks, to the government, if they want to get a college education. But these people can just come in, and the Dreamers will get it. And, of course, the Dreamers includes anybody who's coming in now. I think that's really what's changed. This was put in, the Dream Act was put in about 2 years ago. But what they've made it clear is that this is not going to be retroactive, but it's going to be proactive. To anyone who wants to come in now or in the future is going to get this massive benefit. So it's an enticement, and he's actually endangering children.
Well, that's a benefit that we don't get. Myself being a Oklahoma resident or from Oklahoma, I go down to Texas, I don't get in-state tuition. So, but people from El Salvador, people from Mexico, they can come and get the benefits that I can. I mean, that doesn't seem fair to me. And, you know, when it comes down to brass tacks, you know, who's ultimately going to pay for all this in-state tuition? You know, Obama's not opening up his private bank account to fund all this stuff. It's going to come from taxpayers, people like you and me, people in San Bernardino, California. But, David, we have the article on Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson news article, and he's talking about how the ICE agents are being told to stand down from Obama.
Yeah.
And I can absolutely believe that, because we've seen the Border Patrol and with our own eyes in the state of Texas. I wouldn't so much say the people we talked to said they were so much ordered to stand down, but they're definitely not doing a adequate job.
Well, these guys in Murrieta, Jakari, have been told that they're on temporary leave with full benefits, so they're still paying them. They just say they don't want them to do anything. I mean, you can't be more obvious.
It's
this
a paid vacation.
Yeah.
It's a paid vacation. But when we go to the border, David, in Texas, you know, you go to the Border Patrol and they want to check you. Like, are you an American citizen? They want to bring the dog out and sniff your car. I'm like, well, you guys know where the illegal immigrants are. They know where the illegal immigrants are in Texas. They know where they are in California, but they want to harass you, the American citizen. You know, I was like, can I get the same benefits as everybody else or as these illegal immigrants? They're treating illegal immigrants better than the United States of America, and they're treating people like me, treating people like Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who has to wait 2 months to get an appointment at the VA for internal injuries and stuff. It's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I want to get Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs' take on it. Thanks, Jakari. We're going to come back to you later in the show. But, you know, talking about the VA, this is another article that just came up on InfoWars yesterday. Long wait times in California emergency rooms are blamed on Obamacare. Well, what's going to happen when all these people that Obama is bringing in go onto Obamacare, go into the emergency room? What's going to happen with that? Well, of course, that's part of the Cloward and Piven strategy, to collapse the country with a welfare state. Now, they're trying to say that this is about compassion, and yet we see that Obama is incentivizing these children to come across. We know that in Dallas, they're trying to preemptively stop what happened in Murrieta, where our InfoWars reporters are in California. They don't want people there protesting the immigration influx that's going to be brought in and staged in that area. So we had a judge that was going door to door threatening people, saying, well, you know, of course, you've got free speech, but you better obey the law. And part of that interview, and that was a story that was put up by the mainstream media up in Dallas, they had a quote from a guy who said, hey, you're a grown-up, don't protest a kid. This is not about protecting kids. This is about endangering children. Obama is incentivizing this. When you have a congressman like Bridenstine in Oklahoma go to the facility to see what's going on, to see if there's child trafficking going on, that's a legitimate question. How do very young, unaccompanied minors get all the way across a continent from Central and South America to the United States? How do they do that? How do they get across the desert? Where are they going? Who are they being turned into? The congressman has had experience with child trafficking. A lot of these children are dying. They're getting raped. They're being turned over into child trafficking. He wanted to see what was going on, but he was sent away. Now, also in Murrieta, we have Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. Staff Sergeant, what do you see there? Hello. I don't guess we've got him just yet. Hello? One of the things that we're seeing is that there's an immigration crisis. There we go. There's Joe Biggs. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing, David?
Doing fine. What do you see there, Joe, on Murrieta?
Well, one thing I see is a group of people, a town, come together and stand up and say, you know what? Enough is enough. You're not going to bankrupt our town bringing these alien children into our town whatsoever. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to see Americans and patriots come out here and stand up for something like that. But, you know, the funny thing is, though, they're going to be with the ones that are called terrorists. Meanwhile, last night on the pro-amnesty side, there's gangbangers out here. And yesterday they have La Raza out here, one of the Mexican-American anti-immigration guys I talked to last night, Mr. Garza. He said that, you know, La Raza is indeed the Mexican KKK, and they want no part of that. So,
yeah.
You know,
they actually call themselves the race. So, I mean, you couldn't be more explicitly racist than that. And, of course, we have many comments from them on Endgame. We played some of that last night on the nightly news, part of that documentary that Alex did, I think it was 7 years ago, where they were making blatantly racist statements. They called their organization the race. I don't know how you get any more racist than that.
Exactly. You know, the people that I encountered last night on the anti-immigration side were very welcoming, and, you know, they were just pretty much peaceful. They just didn't want all these people being dropped off into their city, you know, because what I was told is this facility right here is really only able to process up to about 20 kids at a time, and then they have to release them, but these buses are bringing 100-plus kids at a time. So what are they going to do with all those children? That's one of the big questions. And then also you have the riots in L.A. right now going on. For the pro-amnesty people, you know, they're the ones that seem more like terrorists out of this entire situation. They're the ones talking about the hearts and minds of these kids, but they're the ones that have been getting violent. They're the ones that have been, you know, getting arrested as well.
Well, you know, they like to talk about sustainability. We always hear that from the left. Well, one of the aspects of that is population. You know, Nancy Pelosi said she would just like to take all of these children that she saw home with her. Well, there's a practical reason why she can't do that. There's a practical reason why America can't take all of the children of the world either. And that's sustainability. You just can't sustain it any more than one person could adopt 100 kids. You don't have the economic resources for that. One of the things that they're ignoring is what they're doing to collapse those economies in Central and South America, and that's the drug war. That's what they're doing in those countries. But now they're opening up the borders, and the question is, are they going to have some kind of a false flag? Is it going to be some kind of a suitcase nuke? Is it going to be a population bomb? Is it going to be a pandemic? Maybe it's going to be all three of those, but it looks like they're going to try to collapse the country, whether they can do it with welfare. And, of course, the right wing is also saying, let's jump in there. This is an existential threat. We've got a general saying we need to send the military to the border. How do you feel about that, Joe, sending the military to the border?
I don't think that's a good idea, because all that's going to do is escalate everything. People that, Americans are going to feel like they're being threatened. You know, it's going to look like martial law when something like that happens. You know, it's okay if they send a little bit of the National Guard, so to say, to help on the, the paper side to do things like that. But really, we need to get these Border Patrol back out there doing their job on the border securing, because in that recent report, we found out that a lot of people other than just, Central Americans are coming across the border. You know,
yes.
Iranians, people with Hezbollah, contacts, things like that. That's scary. That's a huge issue. We just have people like that able to slip through our cracks and into the country. And it is indeed a chance that a false flag could happen.
You said it would look a little bit like martial law. Actually, that's what they've been wargaming for quite some time. If you go all the way back to Oliver North's Rex 84, they're talking about conditions that they could enact martial law with through FEMA and other ways of doing that. If they put enough military on the border to effectively seal it off, it will be martial law. And, Joe, I'm always amazed that men in power will make two mistakes rather than admit to one. When they incentivize these people to come in, when they say, go ahead and come in, we'll give you all the free benefits, we'll give you free health care, we'll give you everything for free, they're incentivizing it. And, of course, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other business leaders are pushing that as well, just like they pushed Obamacare. When they incentivize that, and then at the same time, we now have some of the Democrats as well as Republicans joining with this general and saying, that's right, we need the military at the border. We need to essentially create martial law. That is a very worrying thing for me. They could create some kind of a, turn America into a roach motel where you can get into it, but you can't get out. I don't want to see
that. Once they got out here and set up, all it takes is one little incident to spark. The next thing you know, they're permanently here.
Yes.
Got tanks rolling up and down the street every day. And there's curfews, not only for kids like they have, but it'll be for everyone. I mean, this is a huge issue right now, and the Obama administration has completely orchestrated this.
Yes. Yes. I think we need to look at this narrative that they've always used of children and saying that, don't worry, everything is just fine. We hear all these reports from NPR and other mainstream media that, don't worry, we've got children in these places, but there's not really any health concerns. Meanwhile, we see that ICE agents are getting scabies, and now we have reports of tuberculosis spreading at campuses. This is a report from Fox News, Todd Starnes, and he says that HHS thinks that the children coming across are just fine, but he's talked to some people who say that he's got children there showing classic signs of tuberculosis, spitting up blood, constant cough, and chest pain. This is being reported to him by nurses, and they said more than 7,000 children have been processed through two camps. And, of course, one of these they're talking about is Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, where you've been a couple of times to try to get reports.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge issue. I mean, the fact that, the CDC and people like that are ignoring a lot of these issues, it's just mind-blowing that our country is coming to this. I want to show you one thing real quick. Look at this over here. We're right now, since there's no one out here, this is where the pro-amnesty area is. As you can see, Fox News is set up over here. They want to make sure that America sees the children, the little hearts and minds and things like that. That's the whole game they're trying to play. They're not trying to get to the real issue, that this is going to hurt this small town here in Marietta. The good people of this town, they're worried about going bankrupt and losing everything over this, and they're not going to take it anymore.
Well, it's not just there. We've also seen that for quite some time, this has been bankrupting people in Texas. And I think that's part of the problem, Joe. People don't realize, because this has been trickling for quite some time, they don't realize that the dam is essentially bursting. They've seen a dam that has developed a couple of leaks, and the leaks have gotten bigger. But this is a dam that is actually burst right now, and people can't get that into their minds. They don't really see the difference with it. The only thing that the public is being told by the mainstream media is now that the only difference is we've got all these very young children coming in. But that's not the case, is it?
Yeah, I mean, all they show, whenever you go to any site, any mainstream site, you just see a bunch of kids laying on the ground. That first initial process when they go through, they don't ever talk about what happens after that. You know, how 90% of them don't even show up to come to court like they're supposed to, and how they're just being dropped into our country. You know, this is a huge issue right now. I mean, this is one of the biggest things going on right now, and our president won't even come out here and talk to it, you know, talk to anybody about this. And I was talking to some of the pro-amnesty people last night. I mean, they were even peed off at the fact that the president wouldn't even come down here and acknowledge the situation whatsoever. I mean, he's too busy playing golf every day.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, he's spending massive amounts in warfare, trying to start wars everywhere across the world. And one of the biggest wars that is really precipitating all this is the war on drugs. Have you heard anything from people there in terms of stepped-up violence or people that are coming in that are part of the drug gangs? Or is this facility just having children shipped in?
Yeah, they're just having the children shipped in. I haven't heard anything about that. But right now, kind of as we're speaking, it's starting to build up a lot more. Throughout the day, I'm expecting a lot more people to be coming through here. So we'll definitely be able to ask that question and find out.
Well, they're sending 140 people every 72 hours just to that one facility. And we have seen the numbers of estimated people coming across the border double and then double again. And those are just estimates.
We're expecting one Thursday.
Yeah. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our reporters in Murrieta, California. This is InfoWars. I'm David Knight in Austin. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence, but to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Moan Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
To the Alex Jones Show on this July 8th, 2014. I'm David Knight in Austin, and I'm talking to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs in Murrieta, California. This is where there's been a pushback by the citizens of that area against the massive influx of people that are being brought in by the Obama administration. Now, of course, the mainstream media is trying to carefully control this narrative to make it about compassion, to make it about children. And to say that anybody who speaks out against this is against children, is racist. And yet, many of us know that this is about a Cloward and Piven strategy to take down this country, to collapse the borders, to collapse the economy. This goes back to the 1960s. Cloward and Piven are very well-known sociologists by people who look and study politics. And, of course, it's not just us that's saying this. We've even got congressmen who are pointing this out. Stephen King out of Iowa told WorldNet Daily, if you don't see them bring reinforcements down there to seal the border, that means that, yes, it is a Cloward and Piven maneuver to flood the country until we get to the point where we are an open borders country that welcomes everybody, legal and illegal. That quote is in an article up on InfoWars.com from Paul Joseph Watson that says that Obama is giving the Murrieta area ICE agents, that's the Immigration and Customs Enforcement people, a temporary paid leave. He doesn't want immigration enforced. He's sending them away. Says, go home. We'll continue to pay you. Just don't enforce the borders. It is clear that's what's going on. So InfoWars has sent reporters out. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs we're talking to in this hour. We're going to also be talking to Jakari Jackson in the next hour. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, we're trying to get the information out that the mainstream media is not covering. They're trying to make this all about the children and about racism, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Once again, I'm out here at the U.S. Border Patrol Center in Murrieta. Joe Biggs here. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I spoke to one of the gentlemen last night on the pro-amnesty side, and I asked him, I was like, sir, I was like, do you think we should have borders? And he goes, no, we should have zero borders out here. You know, that kind of mindset is just mind-blowing to me. I don't get that at all. And then I said, well, don't you think it's kind of crazy that, you know, there's a right way and there's a wrong way to go through this entire immigration process. You know, people join the military to get their citizenship, things like that. I've had friends die going through that process to try to become an American the right way. And he said, no, he's like, we don't need any kind of immigration process, no naturalization. Just let everybody in. So that's what the pro-amnesty side is all about, opening the borders, taking them down, and just let everybody roll in here.
You know, Joe, they don't do that in any other country of the world.
Exactly.
They don't do that in Mexico. They don't do that in Honduras or Guatemala. They don't do that anywhere else in the world. And for somebody to say that, that's essentially like saying, you know, I don't think you should have any locks on your doors. I should just be able to move into your house and you should have to support me. That's essentially what he's saying.
You know, having these fences is completely racist, apparently, you know, and, you know, true Americans are terrorists. You know, that's the country we live in nowadays, David.
Well, we're going to be talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi because, you know, quite frankly, this fellow that you talked to last night who doesn't believe that we should have any borders, he's agreed with by General Petraeus as well as Nancy Pelosi. They have both said the same thing. Nancy Pelosi said, we just have one large community, north and south. We just happen to have a border running through it. But for her, the border running between different countries makes no more difference than the border, say, running between Texas and Oklahoma. They want to treat it the same way because to her and to David Petraeus, they believe that we are now a unified country. And so we need to just bring those people in to essentially make that effective. That's what David Petraeus said. He said, what comes after America? Well, that's easy. It's North America. We've had NAFTA for 20 years. Now we're seeing that happen. We're seeing that as an established fact. Thank you, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. We're going to be back in the next hour with Jakari Jackson, also in Murrieta, California, covering what is happening there. We're going to tell you an angle of it that the mainstream media doesn't. They're trying to spin this to make the protesters there look like they're violent, and yet the people who have been arrested so far, according to Paul Joseph Watson's video that he posted up, looks like they were all pro-immigration supporters. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.